The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Keep your kids home.
This is Mission America with Linda Harvey.
The solar eclipse will not be the only episode of National Darkness this week. Recently, the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, GLSEN, announced that its annual Day of Silence for homosexual, bisexual, and cross-gender identifying students and teachers will now be repositioned as the Day of No Silence and held in schools nationwide on Friday, April 12th. They are calling for students to rise up and take action. What in the world will that look like? We've sent out several e-newsletters on this, and so I am making a last-minute announcement here as well that if you have not already considered it, please think about keeping your kids home from school tomorrow, April 12th, if they attend a public school. The gloves are coming off, and the dark truth is finally being exposed for all to see. GLSEN, the child corruption group that has used public schools as its grooming locale for 30 years, is apparently looking for a fight. Mission America is urging parents to avoid what looks like provocation. GLSEN's real objective is to use impressionable children as tools and easy to manipulate change agents to further their agenda and prove that conservatives and especially Christians are out to get them. In case you are not familiar with GLSEN, this is the group that has led the effort to place homosexual transgender clubs in thousands of public middle and high schools with the backing of the NEA and other education groups. Unfortunately, countless children have been tragically deceived by the messages disseminated in these clubs that people are supposedly born homosexual or in the wrong sex body, and that Christians especially are guilty of targeting these confused students for bullying and harassment. The real truth is that this movement considers even the wrong opinion to be harassment, and so there's no discussion. Either celebrate these sinful behaviors or be called names yourself, oppressor, victimizer, hater, etc. I think it's time to end the LGBTQ tyranny in many of our nation's schools. These folks want to hide the truth from students that no one is born this way and thousands have permanently left these identities and desires behind. The only way this movement has expanded among youth is by keeping kids in the dark, blocking their access to the very positive truth that each was created in the image of God uniquely as male or female, and that Jesus directed humans to reserve sexual relations for one man, one woman marriage. During these weeks following Easter, let's remember that Jesus came to earth, lived and died, and rose again to save us from sin. And among those sins that can be forgiven and totally transformed are same-sex attraction and gender confusion. Why do our schools refuse to allow this perspective into the classroom? For all these reasons, and for GLSEN's ongoing reckless interference in the lives of America's youth, we urge parents to keep children home on Friday, April 12th. I'm Linda Harvey. Thanks for listening.
For more information and lots of news and Christian commentary on today's culture, log on to missionamerica.com. That's missionamerica.com. And remember, with God, all things are still possible.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.